Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Transformation Begins With You. I am your host, Chris Meadows, and I am excited to be back on the line with you in 2014. Transformation Begins With You is a women's empowerment session, and we started back in 2010. So the show has really been going on for we started in January 2010 for 4 years now. We were broadcasting very, very strongly for the first two and a half years. And then some changes happened, and we didn't broadcast as much or as often. But we are back now, and we're excited to be with you today. Thank you for tuning in. We're back with a new format. We, Harvest Girls International, is the host of this fabulous show. And I am not alone this time in my broadcasting. Harvest Girls International has a chapter now in Atlanta, Georgia, called the WOW Atlanta, which WOW stands for Women of Worth. And here on the line with me is the Regional Vice President of Harvest Girls International and the Executive Director of WOW Atlanta, Helen Chambers. Helen, thank you for starting this venture again with me in 2014, and welcome to Transformation Begins With You. This will be your new home for a while. Helen, are you on the line? Well, we are having a few technical difficulties, I guess, because we can't hear Helen. Okay. Well, we're just going to move forward. Tonight's show, maybe we'll be able to connect with her in just a little bit. Tonight's show is going to be about It's All in Your Mind. It's all in your mind. What we wanted to talk about, and I'm still trying to get Helen on the line, if Helen will speak, maybe we can hear her. There's a question mark here. We're having a few technical difficulties here. I'm really not sure what's going on. But anyway, let's move forward with the show. It's all in your mind. It's all in your mind. We're going to talk a little bit about the power of you, changing your mind and moving forward in 2014. We just are so excited for you to do some changing in 2014. Helen, are you there?
I am here, Chris.
Oh, wow. I don't know what happened on the last one. Yeah, I saw you call back in, so thank you for calling back in. Helen, welcome to the show. This is going to be your home for a little bit in 2014, and so we're just excited to have you here with us. Transformation Begins With You. And so we're going to talk today about It's All in Your Mind, and we're going to talk about a few things, and a few things that we're going to talk about, because we're only going to do this for like 15 minutes. So what we're going to talk about basically is discovering the power of you through changing your mind. Everything that happens to us, everything that we talk about, think about, comes through the mind. Just our everyday situation. Every situation is potential for growth and for change. It comes from the ability to develop your own interpersonal skills and making them applicable to your individual life, work environment, and team. And so, Helen, I'm going to ask you to start us off. This thing about changing your mind, we usually talk about it starts with what you think of yourself. What story are you telling yourself? And that stems from your core values. And I've been teaching on that in 2013. I started talking about core values. Would you just talk to us a little bit about what core values are and how they affect the mind?
Well, Chris, the core values, when we think about our personal core values, it's actually what we believe. It's the traits that we represent, or the traits that we represent in an organization. Some may be actually in our mission statement. So let me just take Harvest Girl International, for instance, and our core values of our organization. In our mission statement, we said we want to help women achieve excellence. We want to show them how to build character through serving others. So if someone looked at the core values of Harvest Girls International, they could see exactly what we believe in. It's in our mission statements, and they could at that point decide whether they wanted to be a part of that organization, this organization, based on our core values.
And the core values
are important.
Yeah, because the core values is what's in our mind. What is in the mind of Harvest Girls International? What's the core values in a person individually? Organizations bring it out in their mission statement and their vision statement, and we as individuals bring out our core values of what do we think of ourselves, what story are we telling ourselves, what drives us, why do we think the way that we do, our upbringing. All of those things are the core values. Those are the things that are in your mind. Now, in the change of that, to change your mind, because the biggest thing, problem that I see that we have is adapting to something new and change. Change is the most difficult thing that we embrace in life. We will not embrace change. We resist it. We fight it. But it also says, statistics say that it takes 21 days to break a habit. So after 21 days, if you've given yourself affirmations, if you've given yourself, you've changed over the way you're eating, the way you dress, the way you talk, the way you walk, the way you believe, you start to embrace something different. It takes 21 days basically to make that adaptation. And then it says what you have to do is adapt, adjust, and repeat. And so the mind is a real funny thing, because if you tell it what to do, it will do it. It will think it. It will believe it. It will say it. But it is our emotions and our flesh, as we would say, that brings us back to those old habits. Helen, tell us what you have in your thought process today about what we're talking about.
When we're thinking about it's all in your mind, we have to understand that the starting point of moving towards the positive change of our mind is lies with beginning to understand the difference between positive thinking, negative thinking, right thinking, and clear thinking. And it all begins in our mind with the right thinking. So we have to ask ourselves, what is right thinking? The question to ask is, what is the truth about this statement that's being made? And once we move towards that, and a lot of this I got a lot of it from reading Beyond Positive Thinking by Dr. Robert Anthony, where we're thinking about if we put negative thoughts or things that are not great in our mind, of course that's what's going to come out, because that's what the computer language has said, you know, garbage in, garbage out. So the starting point to changing our mind, to getting to our core values, is actually to bring ourselves in alignment with our values of what's inside of us. But sometimes we don't know maybe what's inside of us. We have to think about maybe our parents shaped our core values. Maybe our grandparents shaped our core values. So that's one of the things we've got to really learn, is how to program our minds to begin to have the keys to the life that we want. It's I know with myself it's very important that we don't allow others to program our mind. So as you said about affirmations, one of the ways that we can actually begin to get around to right thinking and positive thinking and to change our mind with that 21-day change that we're going to do to change a habit is we can think about the affirmations. Affirmations are just those positive statements that we make on those 21 days. We think about visualization. That's actually seeing in our mind's eye, or actually being able to see what we want to look like. So the quality of life we want. So affirmations are one of the easiest things that we can actually do to start changing our mind. And I want to just give an example of a positive affirmation. I looked in the mirror, and what did I see? I saw a strong, dynamic, educated, confident woman looking back at me. That's a statement of an affirmation.
That's a good one.
It's an affirmation and it's a visualization because we made a positive statement and then we also saw ourselves in that statement. So that's one of the ways through the affirmations and visualizations that we can actually begin to change our mind.
Yeah, and one of the things that I do, Helen, and I just want to just shout this out to the ladies, I buy some sticky notes. You can get them at the dollar store or somewhere real inexpensive. And buy some sticky notes, and I write my positive affirmations on there. Like, I write affirmations and stick them on my mirror in the bathroom with the sticky notes. And some of the things I write, you are amazing. This is a great day. All those are positive affirmations. You can do it. Yeah, you are awesome. You are amazing. Your life is wonderful. You can have what you say. You can do it. All those things, I make my own affirmations. You can purchase affirmations or you can get them off the internet, but I make my own. And so I just want to let ladies know that, or men, whoever may be listening, that people, a lot of people don't believe in the affirmations. They say, oh, well, they don't work for me. They do work because if you change your mind, you change your life. The reason why we talked about core values, because let me say this about core values. They are the power behind your success. Know your core values. That means sit down and write down your core values. What are your core values there? Your beliefs, your thoughts, the integrity that you have, the mindset that drives you. It's the core of you and what you operate out of to perform, reason, and accomplish. That's what core values are. Helen, what else do you have on your plate for us today as far as it pertains to it's all in your mind?
I want to talk just a little bit more about our personal core values and talk about how the personal core values, they really support what we really think about ourselves. Sometimes it may be our vision, our principles, but our core values help us in our decision making. Today, some employers, when they're recruiting someone, they may even ask a question, what are your core values? Not only that, the person that's being recruited may go and Google that company, and they want to look at that company's core values, because if that company's core values don't line up with their values, then they know that there's no need for them to interview with that company. Example of a company that has a great core value that you may say, I don't want to work on Sundays. Well, when you look at Chick-fil-A, they're closed on Sundays. A part of their core value is that they want their employees to be able to go to worship service wherever they go. So if that's a part of what you want, then that's maybe a company that you can look at. And then they're also looking at your core values. And then also an example, I just want to give an example of maybe a personal core value when you can start saying that, what are your core values? You may say, I believe strongly in my spiritual being. I believe in strong family ties. I want, you know, great employment satisfaction. Those are some of the core values that a person can have inside of them. They may say, I want radiant health as a part of their core values. So when they say that, they're going to make sure they go on to the gym, they're exercising, they're eating correctly. If you want your spiritual, that means you're going to be going to church, you're going to be seeking. Those are the ways that you develop your core values.
Okay, as I said before, it's what drives you. It's your beliefs, your thoughts, your integrity, mindset. It's the core of what you operate out of to perform, reason, and accomplish. And so in order, that is the power behind the success. And it all is it's in your mind. It starts in your mind. I just wanted to leave you, Helen, leave us with something. We have we've got about 3 minutes left. Can you leave us with some points that would help us to develop our mind?
Some of the things, like I say, once again, is we're 2 points are the affirmations. If we begin to develop positive affirmations, as you say, you stick them on your mirror, you stick them in your car, that's one of the ways you can begin to develop. And then also the visualization of how you see it. And then saying it. Because what we put out there in the atmosphere, positive is going to come back to us, and that helps us develop right thinking and great core values.
Well, I want to leave everyone with growth goals for growth, for growing, because in the mind there has to be a shifting, there has to be a change. And I always say that the acronym for change is creating hope and newfound great expectation. It promotes you to reach your fullest potential in life and in the workplace. Forever changing, forever growing, and forever thriving. Being uncomfortable is a key sign of change and the transformation taking place, because in change there's an uncomfortability part because it's not familiar. And so you have to remember, you have to adapt, adjust, and repeat. And it's all in your mind. You have to tell yourself, I can do this. I just have to adapt, adjust, and repeat. Say it with me. Adapt, adjust, and repeat. Want to leave you with growth goals, just a few. Know your abilities so that you can go beyond possibilities. Trust yourself in order to grow yourself. Discovering your inner power makes you more capable of helping others. And teams, if you have a good team, get yourself a good support system, a good team. Can only be as great as the individuals who serve at the top of their game. You always want people on your team who are at the top of their game so they can bring you up. And then reach for those things that are attainable, which will prepare you for what is not. And some people say, well, I don't understand what that means. Reach for those things that you can attain now, which will prepare you for the things that are not, which means the things that you don't think that you can do, you will be able to do them because you've already made some strides in your life. Remember, you are amazing, you are wonderful, and above everything else, transformation begins with you. Helen, sign off for us. Give us one little point before we leave.
The point that I would like to give actually comes from Mahatma Gandhi, and Mahatma Gandhi said, your beliefs become your thoughts become your words, your words become your actions become your habits become your core values, and your values become your destiny.
Wow, Helen, that's amazing. I love it. Thank you, Helen. Listen for Helen and I. We will be back every Tuesday at 6:30, and we're going to bring you different topics, and we're going to talk about all kinds of things, and we're going to loosen up a little bit, and we're going to talk about some things that's going to really, really affect your life and help you to grow. Thank you for tuning in to Transformation Begins With You. Until next time, we'll see you real soon. Bye-bye now.
Thank you.